We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos on the bottom of Rish Aleph and Aleph, starting Simeshin Mem Zayin. What type of carrying out is one liable in the Torah? By Sefechad is one paragraph. Says the Machab Sefechad, Min Torah, from Biblical Locha, in Chayiv, one's not liable, El Kesha Iker Chayivit Mishas Yachad, only when he picks up an object from the private domain, Venich Mishas Rab, and he puts it into the public domain, Oy Ibcho, or the other way around. Where he takes it, this is the first Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, that he takes it from, he picks up Rishas Ram, puts down Rishas Yachas, he continues to have a base, page 402, Abba Pasha Yodoy Lefnim, but let's say he stretches his hand, he sticks his hand inside, the Chibetz B'Yodoy, and he has an object in his hand, Uda Talach HaVeiroim Befnim, so he's standing in the street, and he has something in his hand, and he sticks it into the person's house, and the Talach HaVeiroim Befnim, and his friend who's standing inside takes it from him, Oish, a different case, Shapasha Yodoy Lechutz. Someone is inside a house, and he stretches his hand outside. He's holding a piece of cake. And then his friend standing outside takes from him. One guy picked it up, and one guy put it down. Because the guy, he picked up, he stretched out his hand. The other one took it from him. Now the guy is taking it, and now placing it down. They're both going to be exempt from biblical halacha. Abulasalasis came Rabban, but rabbinically it's forbidden to do even that. Says Mechaba further. Let's say a guy's out in the street. He has a ball in his hand. He stretches his hand inside to the house. And he has this object in his hand. He puts it into his friend's hand who's standing inside. Because lets the ball roll down into the street. And the boy's stretching out, putting it into the person's hand. Or he stretches his hand into the house. The other way around. There's someone that inside the house is holding something. He stretches his hand into the house and takes it from the guy's hand. And he takes it outside. It comes out. In both of these cases, it's the one who's standing outside that did the picking up and the putting down. So therefore, he's going to be liable. His friend's going to be exempt. But again, it's rabbinically forbidden even to do that, to be a passive role in the person doing the malacha of Haitzah. Even the one standing on the outside is a non-Jew. Asim, still forbidden to do that role, nishu kenoist namanos like tzikas, like giving it to him with the intention of him taking it out. For what then something is laitzi yod lechutz to stick his hand outside. The nichu biat chaveiro yomet bechutz, and he puts in his friend's hand who's standing on the outside. As continued of reish beis, oh yishenot biat chaveiro yomet bechutz, or he takes it from his friend's hand who's standing on the outside. Bechnas befnim. So we're saying the same thing, where now it's all being done by the other person, by the one standing inside. He brings it inside. The one who's standing on the inside is going to be chayv. He picked it up from the guy's hand on the outside, and now he placed down inside the house. And the one who's standing on the outside, Potter is exempt. He didn't do anything. Abalas is still rabbinical forbidden because he's allowing this person to do the malacha itzah through him. It says the Mishmur Sivkat and Alf. We said, Minatari, you're not going to be chayv, Elo, Bahu, only when the person does daikira and anoch. He picks it up and puts it down from one domain into another domain. So that make a malacha shlema. This is called a full malacha. Shalkachiv is mishozeh, where you picked up the object from one domain, and you put it into another domain. But if you're only doing half of the malacha, which is either akir or anach, or the full malacha is being done through two people, one guy's picking up, one guy's putting down. This is the way the Chazal dashav amsukim prepare kama the Shabbos. Because it says in the pasuk of Bechiv Chatus regarding being liable from the Dairaisa of bringing a Karma Chatus, it says, Me'am Odot Pasaisa from the people of the land when they do it. What's Pasaisa when they do it? But he says, Kula Chayv Chatus, only if you do the whole Malachi Chayv Chatus, the Lord says, Mektas, and not if you do some of it. Yachad Vasa Isa Chayv, an individual that does it is going to be Chayv. Shnaim Vasa Isa Pturim, if two do it, they can be Patra. Rakamakum Evim Drabban, Os rabbinically it's forbidden. Shema Yavai Kol Echav Echelas Malacha Shlema. Maybe each one's going to come to do the full malacha, not just half it. They've rabbinically forbidden. Sivkat and Beis. So it's only when Kishoike Echavit Mishos Yachad. Let's say you're talking the malacha of Haitza, is you're picking it up from Mishos Yachad, and then putting it down Mishos Rab. So da, you should know the Shema Kira, this name of picking it up, Lav Davka, it's not necessarily Kishoike Echavit Malgab Bekarka Mamish, when you're picking up the object literally from the ground. Even if, let's say, the object was in your pocket, in your garment, in your pocket, shalavish mebehen be'er Shabbos, you were wearing from before Shabbos. When they tell him, Shama, you take it from the pocket, and then you take out, and you stick out your hand outside, you put it into the Rishos Rabbim. This said it was originally in his pocket. It's like it was laying on the ground. the begadim shul lavash, because the garment that he's wearing, b'tilim lega begufo, his secondary is nullified to his body. Panachas haguf, and the fact that his body is stationary, kanachas chidit tam, it's like the object is placed down. Or a melech kashanoit mishav, when you take it from your pocket, chashamikir, like you're picking it up, and therefore that would still be the chiv deresim. Let's say the object was in his hand, and there's just Yochavim before Shabbos. And the Pasha Yod Lechutz, he didn't realize it's already Shabbos. The Pasha Yod Lechutz, when he was in his hand the whole time, and he stretches his hand out and he puts it over there. This was originally placed in his hand. That's like it was placed on the ground. Because his hand and his body is the same thing, and his body is stationary. It's like placed down. Therefore, now taking that and putting it into the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Haitzah. Regarding all this, regarding Anocha, like we're going to see later on.
So I've gotten Gimel. So the Mechaber said, but if let's say he stretched out his hand inside with an object in his hand, and his friend who's standing inside takes it from him. What it means to say the one who's bringing it in didn't put it into that guy's hand. Rather, the other guy took it from him. The nimtzah comes out. First one only did the lifting up. The second one did the placing down. Even if he didn't put it down on the ground, he just left it in his hand. That's still considered as a placing. The Sharat Sinai's Dal says that's what Mogen Brahm writes in the Rambam, it's obvious in Tosfos. What he means to say is that since a person's hand regarding his body is one domain, so the placing of his hand is like the placing of his whole body. The placing of a body is like the placing down of an object. Continues in Mishaburus of Kut and Dal. So although they're both potter, Aval Aser, but it's rabbinically forbidden to do this. Hatam Kanal, the reason is, like we mentioned before. And Ruhadin, same thing is, if one person did rak hakira anoch lebad, just half, one of hakira anoch, again, this rabban is also rabbinically forbidden. Sifkatan, hey? If someone stretches out his hand inside, and he has an object in his hand, and he puts a lotuch yot chaver into his friend's hand, now, if avgab de kamel, and though we hold the bein hakira bein anoch, both picking up and putting down, so she mokam shuhar bal al bar tfachim has to be 4x4 tfachim, but the person's hand is considered significant, like it's an area of 4x4. And therefore, in this case, the person would be liable. So we said that if you're stretching out your hand inside and the object is in his hand, he puts it into his friend's hand who's inside, or he stretches his hand inside and he takes the object from his friend's hand who's standing inside, and he takes it outside. And even if he doesn't put it down on the ground, since it's in his hand, his hand, like we said, is like it's like it's on the ground, but canal, like we mentioned before. So Sivkot and Zion, so it comes out that the one who's standing on the outside himself did that kirin anacha. So he's chayav, and his friend is going to be part of al asa, going to be exempt, but it's still forbidden. So he explains, let me shemesh Shabbos. Not because he did anything wrong on Shabbos. He didn't do not a kirin anacha. It's causing his friend to stumble. He's causing his friend to do the haitzah or the achnosa. He's actually violating a biblical prohibition of lifnei iver, of not to cause someone else to stumble in a sin. Now, if it's placed in a way, even if it wasn't on this guy's hand, the other guy could have taken it. Where that means he's not violating the lifnei, because you're not causing him to stumble. He could have done it anyway. These two rabbanim is still a rabbinic prohibition, and the reason is that even a child eating non kosher, the courts are commanded to separate, meaning other people, an adult, they shouldn't assist that adult, which brings this halacha from the Rosh. It's a lechayer what he writes to Rabban, is lab davka, according to what the Gemara brings, brachas davi tes. If someone sees his friend wearing klayim, according to the Gisa Rambam and the Psak Shavanach and Yeridei Simshim Gimel, you have to take it off, even in the street. Sounds like over there in the Gemara, it's not stama tekanad Rabban. And if that's the case, same thing over here, he's obligated biblically to protest, so to separate him from the Issa. How could you entertain that when the Baal Bais prepares the object for the pauper to take with his hand, that through this Shabbos Malacha Dairais, so it shouldn't be on the Baal Bais, only Isra Rabbanan? And although it's not a lifnei iver, because the Omni could take it on himself, but at least Minatur, he has to hold him back from doing the Isra. So it seemed to resolve, says the Sharat Zion, that Where do we say that we're going to claim that you have to stop him is where you have the ability to stop him by taking it off or something like that. But when you don't have the in your hand to stop him, then there is no chivin atar. Here it's talking about that you can't stop him from taking it. And that's what Rashi is telling us, even so it's still is rabbanon, where he takes it from his hand, where there at least you have what's called misayeya, you're assisting the oivravera. Sharatin is test. So look at the Shachir Adeya, Kufna Nalf, and Magen Abraham. That's obvious from both their words that by Yisrael, the Shor is rabbinically forbidden in all cases. Now, continues the Mishnah Berurah. Now, if someone who's a renegade to worship idolatry, is still forbidden to stretch out to him something forbidden. Like all other Jews. It's forbidden to lend to a person a utensil used for work, if he's suspected that he's going to do a forbidden malacha with it on Shabbos, unless you could suspend to say that maybe he's going to do something permitted with it. Now that's specifically something that's common. But if the permitted malacha is not common to be found, then we don't suspend on this and to say like, oh, maybe they'll do the permitted thing, because it's not so common. Says Magomram, unless it's for ways of peace, then for that, you'd be allowed to be lenient. For a non-Jew, there's no prohibition about assisting. Like giving him a limb from a living creature, according to most halachic authorities. Unless it is in a situation that he cannot take it, then it would be applicable to Issa of Neva, which applies to a non-Jew. But if he anyways has his own limb from a living creature, where he could buy somewhere else, like Yisura, then there's no prohibition. Sounds like this really that he holds the halacha. Even if he could buy it somewhere else, Gamkin is still forbidden. Ein shom lekubadei b'chein pasuk b'pesuket shuvet sham. The pesuket shuvah b'dei b'shem shuvet emunas Shmuel. B'chein tzad b'bechayesi sham and tzad b'bechayesi over there is inclined. Derech eretz leim la'od m'shosik b'malacha. It's proper etiquette to tell a person who is engaged in work, tislach malachtecha, be successful in the work that you're doing, even for a non-Jew. But if someone's engaged in the prohibited activity, then it's forbidden to tell him that. Sivkot and ches. So we said that even if someone's standing on the outside as a non-Jew, it's forbidden because it's like giving him a detention of taking out. Same thing is, to stretch out his hand outside, he puts in his hand's friend who's standing on the outside. Now, if his friend's hand is above 10 tfach, pate is exempt, then mekom turu, because that's an exempt area above 10 tfach. V'yesh chalkim, there are those who disagree in this case. Hazayik, someone who throws, and then his friend moves from where he was, and he catches it, shnei b'turin, they're both exempt. Why? Harishon, the first one, m'shem d'olei sabit ha'nocha m'kaychai, the being placed down was not being done from his own power. Shashin l'chatofi b'em tzal l'chazuk, and the second guy grabbed it when it was in the middle of its trajectory. Fashin, the second one, m'shem d'olei sabit ha'nocha, only put it down. I mean, he received it. Then brought to Atzmai Bekibli. Now, if the person himself who threw it runs and catches it, that's a doubt if he's liable. Because after Asik Amanach of Atzmai, although he did that, and he also did Anach himself, the placing down, which is when we receive it, Ef Shashen Anach Gemura, maybe the placing down is not so complete, unless it's going to land in the place where it was supposed to land when it was released, which it wasn't, because he intercepted it. Hazik Mishazaram, someone throws from the public domain to a public domain, or Shazayach Bemtza, crossing over a private domain in the middle. And Mishazayach, Lishazayach, or from one private domain to another private domain. Or Shazaram Bemtza, and he had the public domain in the middle. Patern is going to be exempt. Now, Vimhalach Achivit Shli Amas Mishazaram said, now if the object went two Amas in this Rishazaram, Shli Amas Mishazaram Shemei Bashani, and two Amas in the Rishazaram on the other side, his Achayiv is going to be liable to Rishazaram Mitzafras because the two Rishazarams combined. If someone passes from one private domain to another private domain, derech Shazram through a public domain, but due to echad on one row, which edition 12 brings a picture where you see two homes near each other on the same side of the street, but it's over, it's in their front porches over the Shazram. You have two private properties that are on one side along the length of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah mafzik ben shnei Rosh Hashanah. Now, however, the Rosh Hashanah is interrupting between the two Rosh Hashanahs. I feel the malam asar. Even if you're transporting above 10 tefachim, which is an exempt area, chayiv is going to be liable. The shnei diyotis, if it's like the dish before, he brings a picture across the width of the Rosh Hashanah. You have these two homes, one opposite the other, on the other sides of the street. Potter, then you exempt. Finally, that is a filamatim, sorry, even beneath ten tzvachim. And from the Gemara, Tam, look within the Gemara, the reason why, as we learn out from how it was done in the Midbar. Pashiyad de lefnim. Someone stretches his hand inside. Menot lamayim al guma, and he takes water from a pit. And he takes the water out. Because the water is like one body. And therefore, the water is considered resting on the ground. And therefore, you can take from it a little bit. It's like you're picking it up from the ground. But if you take fruits or oil, that's on water. This said was on water. That's not considered resting. When you pick it up from the water, it's like you didn't do an akira, because it has to be resting to do an akira of taking it off. Sivkat and tes. Or you take from your friend's hand who's standing on the outside and you bring it inside. That the one who's standing inside is going to be chayv because he did akira. The one on the outside is part of abalasa. Even if the one standing in the inside was a non-Jew, still the one standing on the outside has a prohibition on him. Because they say, he's giving it to him with the intention of taking it in. Which means to say that there's still the Isser of Amir La'akum. Some of the deer shoes, the Bi'ar Lacha, different maschil lachutz, where he stretches his hand outside, and the object is in his hand, and his friend takes it, with this one did akir, and this one did anacha, they both can be pater. But it's asa to do this midraban. Now, if his hand was below, within three tefachim, it's as if he put it on the ground, and chayv, according to the opinion of the Rambam and the Baal HaMor, which the Dirshu 7 clarifies, that's tafka if the hand is resting a little bit. But as long as the hand is engaged in the placing under the object, Chaz Nis writes, it's not considered as hanacha, even according to these opinions. And now, this is all when the hand is stretched out to another domain, but when it's in the domain of the body, Chaz Nis writes, it doesn't have to be resting, because passing something Dalar Amas and Shaz Ram, and the object is within his hands, within three tefachim on the ground, you're also chayv when you're going. The halacha continues, says, some say that since his body is in Rosh Hashanah, his hand is drawn after where his body is, and it's not considered as if it's placed down, as long as he didn't put the object down on the ground. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number one. Someone carried out his garment to the Rosh Hashanah in his hand. And he put on the garment in Rosh Hashanah as he was walking. Chaz Nis writes that he's chayv. Since the wearing of the garment and the nullification to the body of the person is considered like a placement, like hanocha. That's as written in Shubhasik Rizmaisha. Someone carries out, he goes out on Shabbos to the Rosh Hashanah and he finds in his pocket something, a hat. He shouldn't put it on when he's walking, because that would be the hanacha. Rather, he should continue running until he gets to Rosh Hashanah Yachad and throw it in over there backhanded. At the end of his words, he writes, it's better that he throws it right away in Rosh Hashanah backhanded, and then he could go back and wear it in its place, because since he could throw it right away, and it won't be a loss like this, it's logical that it's forbidden for him to run until he gets to Rosh Hashanah Yachad. Issue number two. Sharatin brought, since his hand is near his body, in one rishos, so the anacha sayad is like the resting of the whole body, and the resting of the body is like the resting of the object. That's brought in Gemara Shabbos of Gimel Menalef. That a hand that's stretched out to another rishos is considered like it's not resting. Rashi writes over there. Therefore, the ani that stretches hand inside, the balabais puts inside, and the ani takes out to rishos ram is going to be potter, because since it wasn't acre from a place that it was resting. That's brought in Tesis over there. However, in Tesis in Erev and Dav Chav, it's brought that according to the truth, there's another reason why to be Pater. Because Halacha B'Yad is like a Makam Torah. And someone takes from it or puts in it, it's considered like taking or putting in the Makam Torah. And therefore, also the Ani that takes out, he takes out his hand that was stretched out from inside back outside, it's considered like taking an object from a Makam Torah. Or if a person standing with Shazarabim, and he takes an object in his hand from Rishus HaRabim, and he stretches out his hand and he puts it into Rishus HaYachid, and the rest a little bit before he puts it down over the Yischayev, we don't say, oh, in the beginning the object was resting in his hand that's found in Rishus HaYachid, which is a Makom Tur, and then he did that kiruv from Makom Tur and he put it in Rishus HaYachid itself, because it wasn't resting over there, rather it was just resting over there by itself, by him resting a little bit, and therefore it's considered like all one, like Kiran HaNacha, because that is the way the Malach is done. However, if before he put the object down in Rishus HaYachid, he put it to his other hand, which also stretched out to Rishus HaYachid, then he would be Potter. And their words are brought in the Chazon Ish. Over the Chazon Ish and the Fakvik, that all the words are Bishudis Rashi. According to the second Teretz and Taisis over there, there's no right to say this, and also Shana Halachas, he emits this Halacha. Now, if most of his body went outside, and some of it remains inside, and the object is resting over there in his hand, Chazon Ish writes, it's as if all his body went out, and he's chayev with the placement of his body. Shulchan Aruch Rav adds on, that even though his hand is found in a different Rishus, it's considered like a Makom Tur. However, there's no heter to transport from Rishus to Rishus that way, because Chum said it's forbidden to transport from Rishus to Rishus through a Makom Tur. It's not permitted only to be oikum from Rishus HaRabim and to put in his hand that's stretched out over there. Rishus writes that those who disagree and they hold that the hand of a person that's found in another area is not considered a Makom Tur, rather as a halalacha like the Rishus that he's found in, and you have to be machmir like their words. Dish number three, the situation where someone carries out from a Karmelist to a Rishus HaRabim, that the Issa Itza is only Rabbanon, Shartzim brings later on Simon Shemim Tez, the opinion of the Eben Ezer, that to permit just Akira or Hanacha. But he writes, the Bismayer disagrees and says forbidden. That's what's been the Chazon Ish, that's forbidden, and he writes, that's what's been the Mordechai that's brought in Ramon, Simon Shemim Hei, and he adds on, that's what's brought in the Tosefta, that's brought also in the Rambam. Dish number five, Shbura said that To avoid the Zari, now let's stretch out also a Dvar Issa, like for a regular Yisrael. So what you see in his words, in the name of Magen Avraham, that the Lach of a Mumra is like a Yisrael, that is an Issa to assist him with something that's forbidden, even when the situation where there's no Lifnei Iver. For example, let's say with besides him, he could have taken it and done the Issa. But the Shach in Yerideya, which Mitzuin in the Sharatzin over here writes, that there's no Issa to assist a Mumra, only if he cannot do the Isra on his own, then it's forbidden because of the Iver. The Dogma Baba explains that even though the Yisrael that sins is Yisrael, however, the forbidden to the prohibition to assist is from the halacha, the obligation to separate, to stop Yisrael from the Isra. And therefore, this Isra only applies to Yisrael that's being over B'shege, because then it's beyond the Yisrael, another Jew, to hold him back from the Isra. But there's no Isra to assist the Mummer who wants to violate the Isra, and it's not going to help that you're not going to assist this Yisrael from stopping him from doing the Isra. In the Gilin Marasha, he's been saying to the words of Magen Avraham over here, and he writes that the words of Shach are Tumum, are wonder. And Nafkamina in practice is regarding renting vessels or lending them to a Mumar, when you know these Michal Badem Shabbos is written Mishabrua in the continuation of his words. Dishra number 9, regarding transporting from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad through Rishus HaRab, it's Machlik Shoshainim if Yichayv. And that is, they disagree if the halacha of stretching out, passing a meishit is dafka when you meishit your hand from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad through Rishus HaRabim and the object's in his hand, or even when he's going with the object in his hand. Pinya Tyson Erev and Deflame Gimel is that in a situation where he's passing the object when he's going in the street, he's chayiv even by these two floors, one opposite the other, across the street. Look at the Chazon Ish, that he disagrees with B'kiveged regarding this halacha. Pinya B'kiveged, that the chayiv is because Mavad Alamas from Rishus HaRabim, chayiv, even though the Kira and Anocha were in Rishus HaYachad, Pinya Chazon Ish, that the chayiv is similar to the Malacha of Moishad, not because of Mavad Alamas from Rishus HaRabim. Now the independent of the Rajman, who said the Shabbos and Rifon Ervin, is that there's only a Sirabana. Rem La Halacha, in the words of B'kiveged and Chuvis, HaChadoshes, it would seem that he's chayshu to be machal like a pinot. So the Chazon Ish writes, it would seem malacha like the Rashi and the Ritva, and that's something also from the Rambam, like the passage of the Gemara. Dish number 10, around the halacha of Moishit, it's around the halacha later on, Simon Shimon Dalad, named the Taisis, you're not chayv only dafka when you place the object down in the hand of someone else. But one person that stretches out from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim is going to be potter. And he writes that maybe they come on the Taisis that the Nochim and the Torah only by two people. However, it's forbidden to do this even by one person. Chazon Ish writes that the Rambam leaves out this condition. It would seem that he disagrees on this because it wasn't mentioned in the Gemara. Dish number 12, where regarding Biduta Achas, that the dish brings a picture on the same side of the street, Chazon Ish writes, the Dafkim, if Rishus HaRabim is mafsik between them, and it's not only this, that it's not enough that it's mafsik min atzad from the side. He also writes, that regarding someone who's moishid derech Rishus HaRabim min atzad, and not through the Rishus HaRabim that's between them, then yesh l'stapik, he says you have to be in doubt if he's going to be chayv. There's number 13. If someone's holding an object in his hand from before Shabbos and he stretches it on, he's pressed it on Shabbos, Chazan's not sure if he's chayv because of Moshe. And he explains that even though by Ola itself from Rosh Hashanah, he's chayv even if you're holding the object in your hand from before Shabbos, because when the object's in his hand, it's like it's munach b'shus that he's in. However, regarding the halacha Moshe that we learn from halacha Hamishkan and Sechidish, it's possible that the kiryas hachavetz is part of the tzuras malacha, and if you did the kiryas from before Shabbos, maybe you'd be potter. This number 15. He said that what was placed on water is not considered hanacha. The reason why it's not considered as placed, we find many sheets, Magen Avraham writes, that water is not considered as a makam of Dal Tfachim. That's the sheet Makaretz brings about Metzi name of the Ravid, that it's considered that like doing a kira from the ear. From Lashon HaRishonim, Masechta Shabbos Daf Hei, it sounds like that the reason is that since the water is constantly moving and it's not in one place, it's not considered as munach, as placed. Lashon number 16, if the water is not 3 tvachim high, Svasemis Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf is not sure if that since within 3 tvachim you say loved, it's considered like it's placed on the ground, somewhat of a hanacha, and when you pick it up it's considered a kira, or since it's not going to end up ever being placed down because it's floating on the water, it's not considered as placed, and it's not considered a kira. It's possible that his suffix depends on the two reasons that we brought in the previous comment, why is an object on water not considered as placed.